When you take a look at pictures of our downtown areas in the early 20th century, they look really busy. In those days before widespread car ownership and far-flung shopping centers, downtown was where you went for business, for shopping, for entertainment. Fast forward a century, and downtowns are coming back to life in many cities across the country. Efforts are underway to make downtown Medford just that much more attractive as a place to visit, shop, and play. Diane Raymond is the president of the Metro Medford Downtown Association and is our guest in the studio once again. Diane, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be here.
The organization still seems to be in a bit of a transition. I notice when you go to the Metro Medford Downtown Association, which I'm still struggling to say, it's sort of like in transition between Heart of Medford Association and the newer name.
You know, it's a process. We changed our name officially last year. And we are still kind of merging everything. And it's hard after you've been something for 25 years to get it to stick. But, you know, MMDA is a short version. And slight correction, I am the executive director.
Executive director. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good. Done. No. Does the change of name imply a change of mission at all?
You know, it's really interesting how the name change came about. We were at a general meeting for the organization a year ago, and we had, courtesy of a $50,000 Mura grant that we had received, we had
Medford Urban Renewal Association.
Right. We had been charged with rebranding and then promoting downtown. And so Metro Medford, are the banners that you see, Metro Medford, historically centered, progressively inspired, the brand is getting traction and sticking. And so, you know, out pops this comment from one of our members who said, you know, it's really confusing that you guys are the Heart of Medford, and now we're calling downtown Metro Medford, and it would make so much more sense if that's who you were. And brought that back to our board of directors, and the light bulb was like, why didn't we think of that? So that is how the name change actually came about. And yes, it does imply it's a new day in downtown. I'd like to think that every perception you've had in the past should be gone because things are changing.
Are there some components that still need to be there that aren't yet? I mean, when you walk around downtown Medford in the evening, for example, lots of places to eat and get a drink.
Yes.
And stuff like that, and a bit more activity. But is there enough retail? Do you need more chunks of things to be there that aren't yet there?
We don't have the diverse shopping experience that is needed. You're absolutely right. It's amazing that we have almost 40 dining establishments. We're getting there, but that economic development still needs to happen for us. And in order to attract the kinds of businesses that would help have that diverse shopping experience, as well as support the businesses that are there now, you know, there's just some things that have to be in place. And those are some of the things that we are still lacking. So the Metro Medford Downtown Association about 2 years ago started looking at what works in other downtowns. Why are they thriving? Why are they vibrant? What are they doing different? And the one thing that we found almost universal was that every downtown that we see succeeding has what's called an economic improvement district in place. And the short version for that definition is it's a funding mechanism. It's a sustainable funding mechanism to provide the dollars to do the things that need to happen for downtown.
All right, so Economic Improvement District, or EID.
EID.
Everybody loves acronyms. So what goes on in an EID? Who belongs to the district? What does it do?
An EID comes about by an ordinance that's created, and it's actually not a tax from the city, and that's an important point. It is really becomes an assessment from the organization that's creating this. In this case, it would be us. This is a property owner assessment for businesses only in what becomes a defined district. So in our case, you know, we've got a map. We've defined what that district is for downtown. And the properties within that zone would be assessed on an annual basis. And typically, EIDs are put in place for either 3 or 5 years. And the goal is it generates the revenue that's needed to do the things that have been identified by an advisory panel made up of those very property owners that are being assessed to say, these are the things we think are valuable that we really need to see happen downtown. We're paying for it. They're, if you will, driving the bus. And so currently, we are looking at the creation of an EID that would generate $316,000 over a 3-year period. And the scope of work is really marketing, promotion, and new events is at the top of the list with 35% of the budget going there. And then there would be beautification projects that would include things like year-round seasonal flower baskets lining the streets. So, you know, when you hit downtown, it looks beautiful and alive. And holiday lights, that's a big one. I don't think there's a merchant downtown right now that doesn't say, we don't have holiday lights. We need to. We need it to look alive and exciting.
So to provide a unified look similar to Ashland's Festival
exactly.
of Lights?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So beautification is about 25% of the project, and then some maintenance, you know, tree well cleaning and some trash receptacles and additional benches and bikes rack and those kind of things that would enhance the district. It really is a walking district, so those things are needed.
We're talking about sprucing up downtown Medford with Diane Raymond, the executive director of the Metro Medford Downtown Association. I don't know why that is such a tongue twister for me. MMDA, the Metro Medford Downtown Association. Diane, again, the executive director. You can join us here on The Exchange as we talk about the process of creating an economic improvement district. 800-838-3760 in Medford and anywhere else in our listening area. 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So the assessment you talk about for bringing in the money for 3 years, $316,000, over the total of the 3 years or each year?
Over the total of the 3 years. And we have some caps on it. So there's nobody in the district, no matter. It's based on gross square foot of your property.
Okay. So it's not a flat fee per business.
No.
Okay.
And again, we spent almost 2 years now with property owners saying what did they feel was the most equitable way to do this. So it would be a 10 cents gross square foot in the district, and then there's what we're doing, a second district, not second district, but an overlay, if you will, an overlay zone that is really the core, that is where this impact would hit probably the most visually, and so that's a 15 cents per gross square foot assessment fee there. The average property in the district would pay about $75 a month.
$75 a month.
Yeah, it's not a lot of money, and you know, when you think about it, where could you beautify your business, you know, the property that you own, make it look fabulous, have lights, have year-round, and here's what we think is probably most important of all, year-round comprehensive marketing, promoting downtown and all that it has to offer. You know, an individual business, it's cost prohibitive. Nobody's got those kind of dollars. But collectively, we can make a big hit.
Let's take a call. We have Bill and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Diane Raymond from the Metro Medford Downtown Association. Bill, you there?
Yes, thanks. I'm in Eugene, and I'd like to just tell you our little history up here so you guys don't go through the same and end up a little dead downtown. Since the 60s, Eugene's pumped over $200 million into our downtown district, which is a certain downtown center blocked area. And if you looked at the properties right on the other side of the street, which did not get the $200 million tax credits or rebates, they're paying they've increased their tax base four times since the 60s. And the area in the downtown that got all this money, they've actually been paying less taxes proportionate in today's dollars than they did in the 60s. And it all comes down to if you let big box stores come in, they're going to kill your downtown. And if you pump $200 million or whatever in, you're not going to get the people down there. You got to really watch what you do as far as bringing Walmarts, just killing the downtown and the people that built these cities with little businesses.
All right. Thanks for the perspective, Bill. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Bill.
There must be some cautionary tales you'll look at, though, when you think about ways to improve the downtown of Medford or any place else.
You know, one of the things that's so interesting about creating, you know, an EID is that when we look in Oregon, there's about 80 other downtowns that have them in place, all of which, at the end of their three-year period, get renewed with about 80 or 90% approval rate. So something works with them. And I think, you know, that the piece to remember here is that the property owners that sit on the advisory panel are going to be key in making sure that we're doing the right thing. So it's not as if somebody else can come in and say, well, I think we should use that money elsewhere. Those dollars are specifically tied to that scope of work. So that's not going to change during that three-year period. At the end of it, we'll either look at it and say, wow, we see the difference it made, or not. That's the process. So, you know, the first 3 years is somewhat of a trial run. And at the end of that, hopefully it gets renewed.
You've already had one pass at this, is that right?
We did, a year ago.
Close to getting the approval?
The way the ordinance is written, there must be 33% or less of the assessment value to the district. We were at 36%, 3% over. And that was a hard lesson for us. But, you know, at the end of the day, this isn't about making something happen that people don't want. This is about doing what the people that are going to be paying for this see as valuable to vitalizing downtown.
So let me flip the equation around again. You need to have about two-thirds approval of the people in the area. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. We spent the last year really trying to analyze. It was marginal, but still, what was that about? Bottom line is education. We really want everybody to, if you are not informed, if you have questions, we want them to reach out and say, hey, I want to know more about this. The goal is to have everybody understand why we're doing it, why it's needed, holiday lights, ongoing marketing, beautification projects, and maintenance to downtown. I think those are all kind of no-brainers that without that, what does downtown look like?
What would be the confines of the Economic Improvement District as it's currently given?
You're going to make me put my glasses on here.
and pick up the iPad.
Yes, just because my memory is not so great. Okay, so the total zone would include most properties downtown, and again, these are business properties only, from 4th to 10th, mm-hmm. from Creek to 1st Street, with the additional Main and 8th Street blocks from Fir to Holly. And then Zone 2, which I referred to, which has the slightly higher assessment rate, is or what we commonly call the core of downtown, would be from Main Street, from Bear Creek to Front, Central from 6th to 8th. So that's what the district is. We're starting small, and that has been the recommendation. We looked to Bend, Oregon, who actually their first attempt was somewhat disastrous. They got it in place. They just renewed it again with 80-something percent approval rate. They're so pleased with how it's worked. We looked to them kind of for a model, and one of the things that they highly suggested was, you know, you start small. Don't do everything. Make it manageable those first couple of years, and then you can expand the district. And, ironically, the beautiful Holly Theater is just outside the district.
I noticed that, just outside,
But we have had great support. In fact, when I made my presentation to council, I read a quote from Randy McKay, their executive director. He's come from other communities and seen how well this can work and what it can do. You know, people want to see things change. And without dollars, how do you do that?
Does it present a challenge just defining downtown Medford these days, given that the focus has shifted from when the library was on the edge of Alba Park and you had the post office and Forest Service, et cetera, on the other side of Alba Park? All that focus has now shifted much further to the east now, around the Commons, where the Lithia headquarters are now. The library is now on the east edge of that area. So, does that alone make a challenge?
I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because I'll tell you what. One of the things that we've looked at is we've got two beautiful new destinations downtown. You've got the Commons, which is a great central gathering place, and we're grateful to have that beautiful project. And now we've got what's called One West Main on Main Street, which will bring about another couple of hundred employees, the new home of Rogue Disposal, Pacific Retirement Services, and ProCare. And the bar got raised. Those new destinations look pretty spectacular. They're well lighted. They're beautiful. They're shiny and new. And so the question becomes, okay, so what does everything in between those two destinations look like? All the more reason we think an EID to fund the kind of work to make sure that everything is at the same level, looking as good, as beautiful, becomes more critical.
Is there a deadline for getting the approval for this year?
The process is there's two public hearings. Mm-hmm. Once the resolution is in place to move forward with creating it, and that should happen December 4th with council, then a notice goes out to all the properties that would be assessed, notifying them within 30 days there'll be a hearing. They have till that date to either write a letter opposing or in favor or show up. Assuming we go through that and pass with 33% or less, we go into a second hearing. So there's two opportunities to make corrections if information is wrong, and obviously if you're opposed to it, to weigh in on it. We're hoping that we're doing the job of making sure we've met with property owners, they're in the know, and they're really supporting this. And we've really, this time around, we've got some great traction, and a lot of people, they're just saying, you know, there really is no option. We need to do this.
So again, not an urban renewal district, but an economic improvement district.
Exactly.
And not property taxes, but assessments based on size
square footage. Yes.
Okay. So no sooner than what? If we're talking two hearings, then
we're probably not going to see anything in place till I would say April would be the earliest, and the hearings I'm guessing are going to happen sometime around January.
So if the mechanism gets all locked up then, I mean, what's the soonest you could begin doing things like putting planters on the streets
By spring, spring, summer, the funds could be there. We could be doing this. I'd like to think that next Christmas people are going to come to downtown Medford and say, holy cow, what happened here? This looks like a winter wonderland. Mm-hmm. So...
So the hearing sometime after the council makes its decision on December 4th.
Right. And we don't have definite dates on that, but a 30-day notice will go out to all the property.
Okay. Will it be on your website, too?
It will.
Okay.
We'll make every attempt to make sure people are informed.
And it is the Metro Medford Downtown Association. It also goes by Heart of Medford Association and a vestige of what it used to be. Diane Raymond is the executive director either way, and she's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Diane, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
Good to have you.